with SRN News. I'm John Scott. At least two people are dead after a mid-air collision involving two small planes in southern Arizona.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it is investigating the collision near Marana Regional Airport on the outskirts of Tucson. Police have closed the airport. Local reports on KGUN-TV say the airport is considered an uncontrolled field, meaning it does not have an air traffic control tower, which requires pilots to use a common traffic advisory frequency to communicate. George Williams reporting.
At a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says that state has already gotten a lot of snow as of this morning.
We had one part of our state that received 8 inches of snow, western Kentucky getting a significant amount, some parts with six. Here on the ground in Frankfort, about 2 to 3, so right in line with the projections.
The storm that dropped snow in the Midwest, promising to bring more misery to some places, just starting to clean up from deadly weekend flooding. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein says he's already declared a state of emergency to combat the storm. A polar vortex took over from Montana to southern Texas. Also at SRNnews.com, relations between the U.S. and Ukraine taking a turn for the worse.
President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky are engaged in a bitter public feud, which is souring relations between the two countries. Zelensky, unhappy that he was left out of talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war, said Donald Trump was living in a Russian-made disinformation space and wanted the White House team to be more truthful. The president snapped back, calling Zelensky a dictator without elections who better move fast before losing his country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are higher, the Dow up 6 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 49. This is SRN News. What about 5,000 Christian communicators gather in Dallas next week for the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference? Among the activities they'll encounter will be an on-site blood drive sponsored by MDA, Israel's Emergency Medical Service. Allison Gardy is Director of External Relations for American Friends of MDA.
We love NRB, and we'll never forget the Christian leaders who stepped up after October 7, 2023, donating not only funds, but also ambulances to replace the ones destroyed by Hamas. As a natural extension, we felt that having a blood drive at the NRB conference for the benefit of the people of Dallas made a lot of sense.
Allison Gardy adds the Dallas area residents don't have to be registered at the NRB in order to join next week's MDA blood drive. Walk-ins are welcome to participate at the Gaylord Texan Hotel, site of the National Religious Broadcasters 2025 gathering. This is SRN News. A federal judge in New York holds a hearing on whether the Justice Department corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams may be dismissed.
Judge Dale Ho getting pushback from people saying not to sign off and indicating that this is only the first step in his decision. The Justice Department says the case is a distraction from the Democratic mayor helping President Trump with his immigration crackdown. Seven federal prosecutors and four deputy mayors resigned over the fallout from that request. And Governor Kathy Hochul has been holding meetings over whether to remove Adams, who says he did nothing wrong. Julie Walker, New York.
That hearing is underway. The Trump administration designating 8 Latin American crime organizations as foreign terrorist organizations, upping its pressure on cartels operating in the U.S. and on anyone that is aiding them. More details at SRNnews.com.